So hello and welcome. This is Erica Glessing. You're joining me on the Erica Glessing Show, where you receive 8 minutes of daily inspiration for lightworkers and entrepreneurs. And my next guest is a visibility and presence coach. I even just love the name of your business. Welcome, Dorothy Inez.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, Erica. I'm so glad to be here with you.
Oh my goodness. So tell me a little bit about how you can help someone who's kind of had trouble showing up, or, you know, maybe they just had fear being on video. I know you do a lot of that kind of work. What can you say just to get someone started in that direction?
Well, what I tell my women is, first and foremost, it starts with how you think about yourself and how you see yourself. And so when I'm working with women, the first thing I do is we work on identity. We work on mindset and shifting that, because what I believe, I come from a spiritual perspective when I work with women around their visibility and their beauty. And it comes from a place of knowing who you are in God. I come from a spiritual place when I address these things, and getting your identity in God, knowing who God says you are. And so that is the way that I tap in. And then we use video. I give them challenges. I'm a coach that really stands by her clients and walks step by step through the process, because I know it is scary.
Right.
Yeah, they struggle with that. They're like, oh my God, I have to hit that first. You know, I have to hit the go live. I'm like, you sure do, sister, but I'm here with you.
Oh, that is so sweet. You know, that's the one thing I noticed about the community you built, the online group you built, is it felt like the atmosphere is a genuine atmosphere of caring. And I think that's a little bit rare in entrepreneur groups sometimes. So maybe let us know how you kind of build that Facebook group. Tell us the name of it if you like, and how you kind of keep it on its nice, warm. It's just got such a good vibe.
Thank you. Well, first and foremost, you know, I personally reach out to people. Each and every woman in my community is handpicked. I do a lot of research. A lot of other groups don't do that. It's all about the numbers. And me personally, it's not about the numbers. It's really about connection, because I'm so sick of seeing all these groups where you go and spam. So any woman, I hate that. And any woman who comes into our group or requests to be in our group, I check her out fully. Not, this is an exclusive group of women who are really trying to do something great in the world, and women that love God. So that's kind of my secret. And I really care. If you don't show up, I'm inboxing you, because I really care. I'm like, where are you, Erica?
I get testimony. You do that.
Yeah. You know, I'm like, where are you, girl? You were here last week now.
Oh my goodness. Tell me, what can we expect if you start being more showing up, if you start being more visible, start speaking your truth louder? What kinds of things are possible that you see as results when people start sort of standing up bigger?
Oh my God, I just got chills when you asked me that question. The thing that happens, because spiritual entrepreneurs struggle so much with being seen, and what's going to happen when you step into your shine, when you step into your personal power within that comes from God, you will effortlessly attract your ideal clients. You're going to attract men and women who want to work with you and do business with you. You're going to attract the abundance that's called to your life, and you're going to feel so much happier because your great work in the world is getting out there to people, and you are getting recognized for what you contribute. And there's, to me, there's nothing more satisfying than being able to share what God has put into my heart, the way that I do it, not the way everybody else does it, the way that I do it. And that's why I teach, you know, one of my classes I teach is called The Masterpiece of You, because you are God's masterpiece. How your business shows up is a masterpiece. It's unique, one of a kind. And that's what you can expect when you start to show up as your true self. People will recognize you, and your business will start to skyrocket. It's amazing what getting in front of that camera will do for you.
I feel like as for me, as my profile has, when I asked for inspiration in November for this year, I was shown the podcast and my first reaction was, what? Mm-hmm. like a daily podcast, And it was like, yes. I went, oh my gosh. And what that did though, is it changed all my social media strategy. It gave me permission to be out there more. Like, it's had all these little strange side effects that I had no idea that I even needed. Does that make sense? But that was like following that vision. And I tell you, it was crazy how much more visible I got.
Absolutely. And you just tapped into another thing that one of the side effects, as you called it, is confidence, the increased amount of confidence, because it's always scary to take that first step because we're afraid of rejection. But the more you begin to step out and people recognize you, the more you get in front of that camera and it becomes second nature for you, you are confident. And what that does is not only does it affect your business, but it also affects your personal life and how you show up. People will notice. One of my clients, she's visiting, hasn't seen her family in forever. And she said to me yesterday, Dorothy Inez, my family hasn't seen me in 5 years. And they were commenting how much more confident I am because I'm talking with more assertiveness and personal power. I was like, yay, you go, girl. And so that's what's going to happen when you start stepping out and owning who you are.
Okay, I have another question for you.
Yes.
Okay, this is personal. So yes. I've had this thing, I don't know how long I've had it. Like, it goes back to, I think, middle school, where mm-hmm. I don't feel pretty enough. Mm-hmm. Now, if I'm representing an author and helping them get their play, I'm going to give them their day, right? I'm going to mm-hmm. be their champion endlessly. If it comes to me physically being present, I have all this drama about my looks. So what do you recommend for someone who just isn't confident in their looks? Even if they're I'm confident in my skills, I'm confident in my business. Mm-hmm. I still have a lot of, do you know what I'm saying? Like, you're talking about video.
Oh, absolutely.
And I like video as a medium, but I just have this big thing about my looks.
Mm-hmm. And you are not alone. I don't know if you know that I'm a makeup artist and image consultant as well. And so okay. I started as a makeup artist. And so I've experienced even your most famous celebrity has those very same feelings, Erica. And what I always take it back to, because again, remember, I come from a spiritual place. And so what I do is I ask you, and I know you told me you were a believer in God, and we are created in the image and in the likeness of God. And so when you look at yourself, you are seeing the face of God. And I teach women that when we criticize ourselves and we say we're not good enough, we're not pretty enough, we not only criticize ourselves, we criticize the creation and we criticize the Creator who created us and said, when He looked at you, it is good. It is good. There is nothing about you you need to change. You are perfect, whole, and complete just as you are. And it's time women begin to own that and stop looking at others and comparing themselves. And there's little things you can do, like makeup. Adding some makeup helps enhance, not that makeup is a mask you put on, but makeup enhances the beauty that already exists on the outside. And when you combine that outer beauty with that inner beauty that you so holistically possess, you are just so magnetic and full of light.
Oh my goodness. Well, that's a beautiful close. So tell us how we can reach you.
I would love to do that. Well, you can reach me first on my website, which is so easy. It is dorothyinez.com, dorothyinez.com. And then on my Facebook, which is where I am the most, which is Dorothy Inez on Facebook. You just do facebook.com/DorothyInez, and you can find me there. And the only thing I ask is don't call me Dorothy. It's Dorothy Inez said together.
Got it. Thanks so much for coming. Have a beautiful day.
Thank you. You too. Bye.